بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. Victory in battle due to the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Khalid radiallahu anhu, he narrates, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shaved his blessed Mubarak hair on the occasion of Umrah, I obtained a few strands from the blessed hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I put them into my topi, into my hat. Whenever I fought a battle with the blessed hair of Rasulullah ﷺ tucked in my hat, I returned victorious. The blessed hair, the Mubarak hair of Rasulullah ﷺ in India, it is often heard that a few strands of Nabi ﷺ's noble hair are to be found in certain villages in India. People visit these places in order to witness the blessed hair of Rasulullah ﷺ. But it is not verified if this is actually Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak hair. However, in one district of Muzaffar, there exists a strand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak hair, and this has been passed on from generation to generation through reliable sources. This strand of Mubarak hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remains in the possession of the family of Shah Wali Allah and the names of the people through whom it was passed is also recorded. A tale about the Mubarak hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Hafs Samarqandi rahmatullah alayhi, he writes that there was a wealthy trader living in Balkh. After his demise, his wealth was divided into two, which was inherited by his two sons. The estate comprised of wealth, property, and also three Mubarak strands of hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Both of them took a strand each, and the elder brother suggested that the third strand be cut equally in half. The younger brother objected to this and exclaimed that the Mubarak hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not be cut under any circumstance. The elder brother offered to give the younger brother all the three strands of the hair, Mubarak hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in exchange for his portion of the inheritance, and the younger brother happily agreed. They went their way, each happy with his fortune. The younger brother would always keep the blessed hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his pocket and would gaze at it frequently, conveying durood salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam each time. After some time had passed, the elder brother's fortune was exhausted and the younger brother became very affluent. After the demise of the younger brother, a few pious people had a vision of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has any need should sit at the grave of this person and supplicate to Allah for his need. The same story is narrated with a slight addition. It is mentioned that the elder brother became a pauper. After some time, he had a vision of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which he complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of his dire straits, his difficulty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, O deprived one, you displayed a lack of interest in my hair, in my Mubarak hair, whilst your younger brother chose it above everything else. He would look at it and convey durood upon me. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made him successful in this world as well as in the hereafter. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grants understanding. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.